Even the liberals at the Dallas Morning News editorial board recognize the un-American nastiness of Beto Pancho O'Rourke's position expressed in the last candidate show that religious organizations that don't support homosexual marriage should be punished by the loss of tax-exempt nonprofit status. Those editors said Beto was embracing the politics of sharp divisions and pointed out that Supreme Court Justice John Marshall had it right, the power to tax is the power to destroy, recognizing what is the true end game of the argument to pull tax exemption from religious organizations. The most preposterous thing Beto Pancho said was this: freedom of religion is a fundamental right, but it should not be used to discriminate. It is ludicrous in every sense, because freedom actually means the ability to choose one belief or practice over another, which is inherently discrimination. My mother, in her weekly column, wrote these two pithy sentences: isn't it interesting how easily we judge the errors of the ancients, the human degradation of the Middle Ages, the brutality of the Holocaust, yet overlook the corruption of our present? There are no new sins, but there are plenty of new labels created in an attempt to hide our wrongdoings. Little's new in attacks upon religion and religious people through politics, and little is new with sin amongst all people. It just gets rebranded or repackaged to fit the moment. It is this constancy of human behavior and knowledge of such that justifies constancy of citizen vigilance against tyranny, as well as the classical study of civilization and philosophy, which is treated as passé by the left. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.